You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Where it is time for us to report. That's what we do. A trending report. What is trending? Did you stay up late last night and watch any of the Broncos game?
We did not stay up late to watch, but we did catch a little bit, 20, 30 minutes of it. They were looking pretty good there for a while. We thought they were going to win.
I don't want to be an armchair quarterback. In this case, an armchair coach, but I will be. I question a couple of the decisions, coaching decisions made in that game. Big time. Like, really? Trying that almost 60-yard field goal just before the end of the half.
Yeah.
Which then gives Kansas City the ball at practically midfield with Patrick Mahomes as their quarterback. I would not have done that. And then going for two instead of kicking the extra point. I mean, I just...
Yeah.
I don't understand these decisions. But anyway, Broncos did have a pretty good showing for themselves on national television against one of the elite teams in the league, but they still lost.
Yeah.
Dang it all.
Oh, well.
A new study is out, Jeremy, and it found that by analyzing your posts on Facebook, they can decide whether or not you might have a psychiatric illness.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. What are they looking for?
They were looking at all sorts of different... One of the things that I saw in the story is they said people who tend to curse a lot in their social media posts are more likely, was it schizophrenia or something like that?
Gosh. Yeah, I don't ever do that because it's one of those things. It's like those posts last forever. Somebody can take a screenshot of it, mm-hmm. and I just keep it clean.
I'm with you. But anyway, apparently people are now studying your posts, people, so be aware of that. And then this story I wanted to close my portion of this with because it just made me laugh. There's a story about the highest paid legal prostitute in the United States. She's out in Nevada at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Okay.
She is suing the Nevada state government for shutting down brothels and keeping them closed as basically everything else out there opened up. So she's saying, now, wait a minute. How can you shut down all businesses in March, including ours, then reopen a bunch of different ones?
Yeah, she's got a bit of an argument there, I guess.
But we're not allowed to open our doors.
What's her name? And
her name is...
Should I look her up?
Alice Little. Anyway, she claims that she was making about $1 million a year.
Whoa!
So she wears the title of highest paid legal prostitute in the United
Whoa.
States.
Well, smell her.
Well...
Well.
Poor choice of words.
I'm not going to look her up.
Don't look it up.
I'm not.
No, don't put that on your work computer.
Well, I was going to use my phone. I was going to switch off Wi-Fi, but I don't even want that on my phone.
The story that I saw, I mean, they do have a photo of her. It's not a risque photo, really.
She looks just... exhausted.
Just a dazed
She's
look.
She's like, make that
anyway.
Money.
Hey, I'm just reporting the story to show that all sorts of businesses have been damaged by the pandemic, including brothels.
They need a little of that stimulus money. Hey-o!
Keep it up, buddy. Just keep it up.
That's what she said.
Okay, move on.
Here's some more of the Rona stuff floating around. This guy really needed out as a 48-year-old man from Italy. He broke his country's lockdown when he just needed some space after an argument with his wife. Dude ended up hiking for a week with no supplies. Wound up 280 miles away when the police caught him.
280 miles?
That must have been some. He was huffing and puffing, wasn't he?
That's quite an argument.
He said his wife had to drive across the country to get him. When she got there, the cops made her pay the $480 fine for violating the coronavirus restrictions over there. I can't imagine being so mad that you storm out of the house and go like a week hiking, no supplies. That's kind of funny to me. I kind of want to know what they were fighting about, don't you? And this is kind of funny. It's a stupid criminal. The story says, the one time when you're required to wear a mask to a bank, this criminal still screwed it up. The police in Mississippi are looking for a guy who pulled down his face mask while he was robbing a bank, giving the cameras A spot-on, clear look at his face.
Yeah.
You could have kept the mask on, sir.
Oh, boy.
Idiots.
You know, there was something I was listening to a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if it was a podcast or whatever. It was somebody in law enforcement. And they said, listen, the vast, vast majority of criminals are so stupid.
Yeah.
That's why almost all crimes, you know, the perpetrator is caught. They said it's just because generally they're very stupid people.
Yes. Case in point right
here's
here in
your
Mississippi.
Example.
Yeah,
right.
There's your example. There's been a massive run on Flobees, the self-haircutting system that looks like a vacuum cleaner. They've been the butt of jokes for many, many years where you just vacuum your hair and as you're vacuuming it, it cuts it. A couple weeks ago, or I guess about a week ago, George Clooney was in the spotlight talking about how he uses a Flobee to cut his own hair. He's been doing it for many, many years. Well, now the vice president of Flobee says that sales have gone up tenfold over the past week. In fact, they've completely sold out of Flobees. He's calling it the Clooney effect. He says this could be up to 4 weeks before they get their supply back up to meet demand.
Well, good for them.
Good for them. And are they giving Clooney a cut of this?
He said that he's going to send George Clooney like a thank you gift. And then I saw the video of Clooney, was it on Kimmel, I think, where he and Kimmel were demonstrating how he uses his Flobee.
You never know. George Clooney's worth a buttload of money, and that's how he's getting his haircut. You know?
He says one of his assistants does it for him.
Oh, well, okay. Mm-hmm. That's how he makes it
classy. And Kimmel
had
a good point, because he said one of my people, and Kimmel said, if you've got people, you shouldn't be the person who uses a Flobee.
Correct.
Think about it.
Saving where he can, I guess. The internet says that we've all been hanging our Christmas lights completely wrong. So you're not supposed to wrap them around your tree. I guess you're supposed to be going from bottom to top, bottom to top, bottom to top, and you're just supposed to do the front of the tree and not the back.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's easier to remove those if a strand were to burn out. Mm-hmm. It's how they do the lights on the tree in Rockefeller Center. So they say it might be worth a try. I don't know. I kind of like the twinkle on the back, especially if it's on a wall, because you get the twinkle on the wall.
I feel like I'm way ahead of my time.
You've been doing
back
this?
When I kept the tree in the corner at my old house, I learned years ago that it wasn't worthwhile to put all the... because it was in a corner, and you couldn't see the back, you know, like third of the tree.
Yeah.
So I did a combination. So if this makes sense, I would go horizontally just a little bit, then like down, and then like, so I just
so like letter Z's all the way down, basically.
All the way down.
Yeah.
Then scooted over a little bit, went back up, then went back down. So it was just a bunch of swirls. I did both horizontal and vertical for the 65% of the tree you could see. And I got to admit, I thought it looked better.
That's where most of the bang is when you see it, when you walk in, boom, right in the front.
Yeah.
Still like a little in the back, but... they say if you do that, it sits closer to the tips of the branches for, quote, maximum sparkle. That's your rap name, isn't it? Stupid. Grubhub just released its list of the 10 delivery foods that had the biggest jump in popularity this year. Basically all junk comfort foods,
like
spicy
what?
Chicken sandwich, chicken wings, waffle fries, steak quesadillas, fish and chips. Mm.
All right.
That's all great, but listen to these. Grubhub also says their biggest single food order of the year was somebody ordering 300 bean burritos. Also on the list, 250 tacos. These are different orders. 210 chocolate chip cookies and 135 chicken sandwiches. Sounds to me like people are having some parties that you're not supposed to. Speaking of eating, I do have to give you this one last story. This is why you never order gas station sushi. A medical professor from the University of Illinois just shared a case of a 34-year-old woman. Here's what she did. She wandered into a gas station, picked out the 5-day-old gas station sushi, and ate it. She began suffering hallucinations, insomnia, incontinence. They had all sorts of tests they had to do on her. She was finally rushed to the hospital for seizures, and they found that she had a huge tapeworm living inside of her.
Oh, my God.
They were able to give her a pill to kill the tapeworm. I guess she made a full recovery, but The moral of the story is
yeah.
Don't buy gas station sushi.
Amen.
Even in a pinch, don't ever do that. You'll get a worm in you. Gross. All right, clickbait me, Dom.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook page, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Two things you need to check out on there. This great video of a toddler standing too close to a Christmas tree and the mom warns him, you know, that he's too close or whatever. And then he turns around and gives her this sinister look. It's the greatest look from this little toddler. You need to check that out.
Like out of a horror flick.
He's so creepy looking. And then the other thing kind of goes along with Dom's brothel story. Store is selling 3 packs of dipped Oreos for $4 for Christmas, but a lot of people noticed that one of the cookies in the, it's like a Santa pack, it's all different Santa-themed Oreos. One of the cookies in the Santa pack is supposed to be Santa's boot, or boots, but it straight up looks like a peepee ding ding. Check it out. I know you want to. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.